This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. 2014 was not a great year for the housing market. It was in a kind of holding pattern. Prices went up, but not by much, and there wasn't much of an uptick in sales either. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the outlook for this year.
Most housing market watchers do expect 2015 to be better than 2014. How much better? Guy Sakala is the publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. He told me he expects home sales to go up about 10% this year.
That's a realistic expectation. Frankly, if we just continued what we saw in the second half of 2014, we'd be up 10%.
As long as interest rates don't shoot up too much and unemployment doesn't get any worse, how about prices? What will happen to them in 2015? I asked Stephanie Carroll about that. She's a U.S. economist with IHS Global Insight.
We are predicting that the price of the average existing single-family home will come in around 2.8% year-on-year for 2015.
In other words, prices will increase around 2.8% this year, compared to more than 3% in 2014. So it's all sweetness and light for the housing market this year, right? Not so fast. There's a housing Grinch looming in the background.
Just put a green face on me.
Anthony Sanders teaches real estate finance at George Mason University. He says there's a big shadow looming over the 2015 housing market, wages. They're only increasing by around 2%. Sanders says we need 5 or 6% wage growth for people to have enough money to buy a house. He says the jobs being created in this economic recovery don't pay that well.
Most service industry, you know, wait staff, and those are not people that are traditional homeowners.
Sanders says until wages pick up, we'll have to rely on foreign investors who still see U.S. housing as a bargain. Sanders doesn't think we'll get back toward a normal housing market until 2016 or 17. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.